It's Friday, September 24th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. All the security stuff and the stress. Employee resource groups and new data on women as CIOs. And Allstate blocks RMM usage. Datto's CISO response. This is the Business of Tech. Hackers don't break in, they log in. WatchGuard's CSO said last week at the Channel Company's mid-size enterprise summit, explaining why multi-factor authentication is crucial and how every employee within a company should be required to use it. He also highlighted how ransomware groups are going big game hunting now, with larger payouts and that double and triple extortion. And in a report from Positive Technologies, 69% of all malware attacks include ransomware. There's no honor among thieves, however. Turns out R Evil added a backdoor to hijack ransomware negotiation from their affiliates to cut them out from payments. Security researchers have confirmed previous rumors. CISA has released an advisory on the Conti ransomware, noticing an increase in attacks. And Microsoft has uncovered a phishing as a service operation, an entire phishing operation, including collections of pages and templates combined with hosting and email sending services. Register for $800 and new templates for attacks run from $80 to $100 within a full e-commerce store. Let's Encrypt will stop using an older root certificate next week. Users running older versions of macOS from 2016 and Windows XP with Service Pack 3 are likely to face issues, along with clients dependent on OpenSSL 1.0.2 or earlier, and older PlayStations that haven't been upgraded to newer firmware. Also on older tech, Apple has depreciated Transport Layer Security 1.0 and 1.1 and plans to remove support entirely in future releases. Mind you, that's 20-year-old tech. According to a report by cybersecurity researchers at NetScout, there were 5.4 million recorded DDoS attacks during the first half of 2021, a figure that represents an 11% rise compared with the same period last year. And Microsoft is investigating a new Exchange bug. Discovered in AutoDiscover, it can be leveraged to grab Windows users' credentials. The researchers released the flaw before notifying Microsoft. And all this security stuff is stressing people out. Kaspersky's research says that 70% of consumers are stressed about breaches, although this is a decrease from 2019 and 2018. All that said, it's not led to action. Why do we care? I want to highlight that e-commerce option for criminals here. That's how easy it is to get into the field. There's certainly no loyalty there, but with the criminals, better known as a business's competition, finding it so easy to make money, it's no wonder we're seeing this. Of course, on the defender's side, we're still looking at supporting 20-year-old tech. The fact that those two technical issues are stories speaks to the problem, but also the opportunity. If security threats are viewed as competition, then the framing of the investment to eliminate those older problems is entirely one of besting the competition. It's a framing I'm growing increasingly fond of. Protocol highlights employee resource groups and how they can be weaponized by management and used to undermine union efforts. Diving into the way these groups can be highly effective or simply diversity theater, this is an examination of the various tensions. Meanwhile, Revelant looked at Fortune 500 organizations, and less than 1 in 5 CIOs at Fortune 500 identify as female. The company analyzed public data from sources such as LinkedIn profiles and company sites to produce the report. The gender gap at the highest levels of tech leadership has only marginally improved over the past 3 years. Representation among women CIOs is up just 2.8% since 2018. Why do we care? The protocol coverage is a good long read for the weekend. As I've covered on this show, there are some significant issues still to overcome in the areas of diversity and inclusion in tech. I maintain this is a competitive advantage to be leveraged in doing this well, and continue to point to resources that are helpful. A quick update to a story from earlier this week. A provider quoted a notice from Allstate blocking the use of Kaseya, Datto, and/or Ninja RMM within end client offices. Datto CISO Ryan Weeks acknowledged the policy and noted he's reached out to Allstate to understand their concerns and decision-making process and request a revisit of their position. Why do we care? Because Datto both acknowledged and thus confirmed the statement, and while they've asked, they weren't consulted. Allstate just moved. Insurance companies moving against MSP software providers should be of note to anyone in this space. I'm hearing a chorus of complaints from providers about how unfair, knee-jerk, or stupid it is, and I'm anticipating a silent group are simply moving to address this new portion of the market with alternative solutions. Did you know that the average MSP spends 10 hours manually inputting accounting data each week? That time is 120 prospect calls, a month's worth of the business of tech, or building an entire Lego Death Star. Gazinta Mobius can make your life easier through accounting automation. Automatic sync of invoices, expenses, and inventory from ConnectWise Manage into QuickBooks Online in just a single click of a button. With onboarding, direct support, and regular feature releases, Gazinta is a family-owned company dedicating to making software suck a little less each day. Visit them at gozinta.com. That's G-O-Z-Y-N-T-A.com. Thanks for listening. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend digging into vulnerability disclosure programs. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you then. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.